Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Hey, we've actually got Pastor Shafin Williams from Oceans Church here to give us a bit of a encouragement in the middle of the week. Shafin, how you going?
Hey, I'm going awesome. Awesome, thank you. Loving time with the kids washing the car today. So it was a very productive.
But it's about to rain.
What, you don't wash your car when it rains?
No, it like ruins it. I never wash my car.
It needed a bit of elbow grease.
Ah, fair enough.
Need a bit of elbow grease.
So is that what's been on your mind to encourage us? Clean your car?
Oh, mate. No, it's not actually. Thank goodness for those that aren't prone to washing their car. But, you know, what's been on my mind lately is sometimes you live in the dread of what could happen. But while you're in the middle of worrying, often you can miss out on enjoying the very thing right in front of us, like washing cars with your kids. By worrying about our life, we end up missing out on the life we're so worried about often. And fear, this is one of the ways that the devil often robs us, is we worry and fear. And he's called the father of lies. And, you know, his power is gained by deception. The more we believe in his lies, the greater hold he has on us. And so what the devil loves to do is steal our joy. He loves to thieve us of our joy and our enjoyment of what's in front of us by getting us to worry so much about the future rather than staying in the present. But instead of worrying what might happen, God wants us to have confidence about the future. And there's a great verse from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 25 to 26. And this is what he says. This is God's encouragement to us who worry a lot. He says, don't be afraid of sudden terror, you know, of what might happen, nor of the trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. I don't know what the writer had when he wrote that verse. Maybe his foot had been recently caught. But we can worry about all kinds of things. Sudden terror. What about if the interest rates go up again? Mm. That put terror into all of our hearts. And we've got a mortgage and it's, you know, interest rate rises. You can worry about it. Your confidence can be drained out. But what God wants us is to find our confidence in him. And there's another great verse from Hebrews. This has especially been on my mind, and I'll leave you this one. It's in the context of financial provision. It's from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. It says, don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I'll never fail you. I'll never abandon you. So therefore, we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? What can mere Reserve Bank executives do to me? And we can, they're good people, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm
sure. Look, there's a little bit of worry here in the station because you didn't pick up the first time we called, Shafin. So, I'm going to be honest, there was a little bit of worry.
it was part of the prop. It's a life, you know, it's a perfect opportunity. You guys should have had full confidence in the Lord that I would pick up.
I love that though. It is when I'm myself trying to be in the moment parenting wise and not get caught up in, oh, you know, the life worries and the life struggles and actually just being more gentle and present with my kids. It's really important.
So true. Yeah, absolutely. So I think the word probably again from the thought is confidence. God wants us to look at life with confidence, not based by what we see, but by who's walking alongside of us. And so I guess to anyone listening, just know that God is with you, that he wants to walk beside you to give you the confidence to face both the knowns around the corner, but especially the unknowns around the corner so that you can enjoy what you're presently going through at the moment.
Awesome stuff. Mm-hmm. Pastor Shafin Williams from Oceans Church, thank you yet again.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.